The rest of the story. Fire. In the Bible of God and the Bibles of science, fire is a harbinger, sustainer, destroyer, witness to the beginning, means to the end. Fire, so deeply embedded in our past, is the taming of flame that it predates our very species. For paleontologists, amid the fossilized remnants of northern Greece and southern Africa, have discovered evidence that Homo erectus, direct predecessor of Homo sapiens, tended fires more than a million years ago. Hundreds of thousands of years would pass before proof arose of humankind actually kindling fire. And yet so compelled were our ancestors by its essence that they apparently seized every opportunity to contain and to nurture the embers of any naturally occurring blaze. Fire was the first natural phenomenon which people learned to control reversibly, to stoke, to dampen, to re-enliven. Even before its culinary potential was realized, it comforted the primitive, kept insects away, kept predators at bay, provided heat in the chill and light in the night, and a logical gathering place for a race that would grow great through community. For as language developed, the fire was ritually encircled by the telling of stories and the sharing of wisdom. Indeed, for the Druid, the Boy Scout, what more magnificent skill than to kindle a fire? Understandably, as the ancients struggled to comprehend their place in the universe, and more specifically, as they reached out in the infinite darkness for protection, for guidance, glorious, mysterious fire became a focus of worship. In cultures across the globe, gods and goddesses governed it. The concepts of perpetual and peripatetic and ceremonially extinguished flame recurred in religion and in tradition, in the Asian altars of Zoroaster, in Russian and Hindu marriages, in the Hebrew festival of lights, in the Olympic torch, in birthday candles. No Viking conquest would be complete without the shooting of flaming arrows or the bearing of a fire through the newly conquered land. The hearth came to symbolize familial and communal well-being, from the altar of Hestia at Delphi to the campfires of North America. Such is the lure of the flame, its power to incite and to inspire and to reassure, to warm us in every way from the dawn of our times on earth, in which regard nothing has changed. For Christmas Day 2001, 15 weeks precisely following the demoralizing attack on Manhattan's World Trade Center. From 8 in the morning until 10 in the morning, something was broadcast on New York City's local television channel 11, WPIX, which outrated everything else in its time period. It outrated the Today Show. It outrated Good Morning America. It outrated Regis and Kelly. Everything. What that station aired during those 2 hours was a log burning in a fireplace. No talk, no music, just a camera staring into a hearth. For may it be said that in the wake of one searing September 11, New Yorkers huddled around a ceremonial fire, and their tribe was healed, was whole, was one again. Because now you know the rest of the story.